We are how do I say this? We are not personally at Harmon's now. We had a technical problem. Mm-hmm. We're back in studio, but Mix is still there at Harmon's.
Yes, so you can still go donate. Yes. All of the fun things.
Yeah.
We just don't get to say hi.
Yeah, and we are bummed. And thank you for everyone texting who's bummed as well, who are planning on missing school or showing up late. Like, trust us, this isn't the perfect situation, but it was like an hour of us being off air, and we had to get back on.
Yeah, well, people just needed to hear the amazing radio that we needed to put on.
I don't know about that. But we are taking donations for the Utah Food Bank at the Harmon's off of 7th East and 77th South. You can also donate right now up on our Instagram page. You ever get called honey?
No.
I'm not just talking about dudes. Like, even another
hey, honey.
Female?
No.
I do a lot.
Really? Like, hun?
I get called hun a lot.
I don't think I do. I don't think I would like it.
Usually it's...
Well, try it out.
What do you got next, hun? Does not
no,
work.
It did not
feel right.
It didn't taste good.
I put it on and I did not like it. I took it right off.
Those pants did not fit.
Usually it's like an older person who usually calls me like hun, right? But this nice woman who was like my age called me honey. But she was, I was like buying something.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, here you go, honey. And I know it's like a Southern thing, right?
Yeah.
It was strange to me though. Like, I'm just like, oh, I don't know.
Nope.
You haven't experienced it enough.
I just don't think I've experienced it enough.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like pet names, I would say, are reserved for significant others.
Right. That's like a pet name.
Yeah.
Hun, sweetie. All those.
Sweetheart is easier to like swallow.
You think sweetheart's easier to take than hun?
Like, hey, sweetheart, no, that didn't sound right either. No. Mm-mm. I didn't like it.
So what do you have next, sweetheart? Yeah, exactly. You can't even look me in the face when I say that. Is it me?
I think it's you.
Oh, that's
can you say it with a whisper?
What's next, sweetheart? So no.
No, nothing you do goes over well with me.
I know. This text says, my mom always said honey is bee poop.
Is what?
Well, they said something else besides poop, but.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, that's why are you using the word honey? That's not what honey is.
Yeah.
You know, 844.
Oh, sorry.
649-1051.
I don't even like when people call you babe when you're not their babe. Like, don't babe me. I'm not your babe.
Who's calling you babe, though?
Like, people, like friends or whatever, like, hey, babe, we da 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 da. Like,
I assume other women, right?
Yeah.
Not like dudes.
Mostly women.
Yeah.
Mostly. Not all the time.
Ooh,
and then you're like, I'm not your babe. Get out of here.
It says, depends on the person and the tone. It usually comes across as condescending, so I don't normally like it.
I much prefer, like, hey, lady. And then
you're fine with lady.
I'm fine with lady.
Whenever a female calls me honey, I reply back calling her baby. That's funny.
Aw, baby.
So if the store clerk said, all right, here you go, hon, I'd be like, thanks, babe. Just make it a thing.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to steal that.
That's awesome.
I'm going to do that from now on. Depends on context and who says it and the tone. Honestly, so I'm on the fence. I think that's how Chantel is as well.
Yeah, if it's John, nothing goes over well. It just doesn't feel right.
Is it just me as a person? Is it my delivery? Is because nothing cool?
Well, give me a few deliveries.
Which one? You want honey, since that's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Can you grab that for me, honey? Nope.
That didn't work. Okay, no. Try again.
Okay, hold on. Man. All
right. Okay.
Can you can you grab that for me, honey? Did that one work?
I didn't like
that. No, you didn't like that one at all?
That made my spine crawl.
Oh, grab that one for me, honey.
Wait, was that your Mad Hatter?
Exactly. What do you think? If someone comes up to you and says, hey, hon, do you mind grabbing something for me? Or, here you go, honey. Do you like it? Do you not? Every once in a while, I get called hon or honey. But, like, usually an older woman.
If it's an older person, like, it doesn't even faze me.
But this person who's, like, my age, maybe I'm just
getting
old.
Then it's weird. It stops me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh?
And it made me just write it down so we could talk about it. And I'm just saying, like, do you like it or is it strange?
It's definitely strange when you do it to me. That is for sure never allowed. I'm just going to put that out there.
Honey.
Do
honey, come on.
Stop.
It's strange.
Oy. But if it's like a lady at the grocery store, somebody's helping me with my kids or whatever, like I find it as like a term of endearment.
844-649-1051. I said it's a Southern thing. I got this text. If you've ever lived in the Deep South, you get called hun every time you go to a store. It's actually fun when you get used to it. Makes you feel like you're around friends and family.
Yeah.
Just Southern hospitality that makes you smile every time. Doesn't translate to Utah, though. I completely agree.
Yeah. No, like when I'm in Texas and it happens, I'm like, yeah. But when it happens here, it's like, wait, what? Like, don't do it here. I don't get you.
Yeah, you got to only do it in the regions where it's okay.
Yeah. Or like darling. Like people call you darling.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Will you just get called darling like in Texas, like by a random person?
Yeah, that's what
really?
like a Southern gentleman, he would call you that, yeah.
Darling.
Mm. Not like that.
Hello,
like,
darling.
No, like darling.
I'm not doing it right.
No, you got to do it like a gentleman, not like a creep. Hey.
Hello there, darling.
It's still creepy. And you just he's like, hey, darling. You're like, hi.
I don't like when other people call me that. To me, it's special and reserved for my wife. I think you need a Southern accent to make it fly.
Yep.
I do think that's true. I think it's all about the accent.
It's all in the delivery and the person and all of it.
I'd rather be called hun than ma'am. I'm not 40 yet. I'm no ma'am.
Oh, man. I make so Boone. He, anytime he does something, he says to me, he says, yes, ma'am. Like, I'm training him.
You're training him, again, because you want more of the Southern style.
He's going to be a Southern gentleman. He's
right.
A cowboy.
Uh-huh.
And so if I say, Boone, you need to put the stop doing that. He goes, yes, ma'am. And I love it.
Because I hate it. I get 18 to 25-year-old strangers calling me sweetie, hun, babe, etc. Might be at a place they work or a coffee shop. I'm almost 40. You don't know me. Those are words for your significant other. That's what I'm saying. I had a job checking in patients at a doctor's office. The girl I worked with called people sweetie all the time. It sounded belittling most of the time, but she meant well. I don't think it's like a...
I think, yeah, you just got to check your surroundings. And if it's your... if
it depends on the personality.
If it's your personality, then you just do it.
Yeah. These are fun. I call kids sweetness or awesome sauce.
What?
I don't know about...
Hey, awesome sauce!
I like that one. I'm down with that.
You're going to call Liam awesome sauce now?
I call Liam stud. What up, stud?
Stud. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Tough guy.
In nursing school, we're taught to never call people honey or darling. I've been a nurse for over a decade and hear nurses do it all the time and it feels demeaning to me. This says I think it's appropriate. Now in today's verb argument, it's a safe word. Well, that's interesting as well. Those are fun. Thanks, guys. Appreciate those texts. One of the things we had planned while we were at Harmon's was, of course, as always, as we've done since we started this, San Diablo Churros hands out free churros out in front.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, we love hanging out with San Diablo and our friend Scott.
Yeah, and Scott from San Diablo Churros is here. Thanks for planning on being there and now coming to the studio. I appreciate that, man.
Of course. I mean, I know how it goes.
San Diablo Churros has been such a big supporter of the food drive that we do twice a year.
Yeah.
And you're always out there with your crew, and it's like freezing outside sometimes, and you're handing out churros and a smile. It's great.
And they're so good.
You know, and well, people need churros. It's just a public service.
You're right.
It's a public service.
That we're doing for everyone.
And of course, you know, we're talking about the food bank, but you have a very important event coming up as well called Churros for Change.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys have also been involved for years with that as well. So this is our big annual, we call it a holiday giving fiesta. So this is our annual charity event where we support three local nonprofits that are doing amazing things locally and all around the world. So Churros for Change really is all just about celebrating and supporting change makers, which we kind of believe everyone is.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, we can all make a change in our lives and help the world be a better place in our areas of influence. So.
Churros for Change. It happens on Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
So if you don't know how it works.
Less than 2 weeks away.
So Black Friday is a big day. We spend a lot of money. Then you have like Local Monday, right? Or Shop
Cyber
Local.
Monday.
Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday. You have all those shopping days in a row.
Yes.
And then we say at the very end when you have no more money left, hey, you should give. It's in the wrong order.
I know. But, well, I guess they're bookend with the Thanksgiving, right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
It's like,
yeah.
So yeah, Giving Tuesday, Tuesday after Thanksgiving, kick off your holiday right. This is our huge party. You both will be emceeing the whole and guiding everyone through the through the event. But we have live music with Ryan Innes, Ginevra, and Beatbox Brian. Tacos from Sobe Eats and Holy Taco. Of course, all you can eat churros.
Yeah.
And like tens of thousands of like amazing prizes and silent auction items. So.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's at a really cool event center. It's going to be actually at the Shops at Southtown.
Right.
Yeah. And it's in their new automotive museum.
It's called the Automotive Addiction Museum. And it's just this incredible place where all these rare and exotic cars are on display.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Where the old Macy's department store used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the far south end of the mall.
So. Okay, so it's happening again on Giving Tuesday. You need to buy your tickets now. There's going to be music. There's going to be food. There's going to be a silent auction. We're going to be hanging out there, and it supports some really cool charities.
Yeah, also. The charities really quickly are Academy for Creating Enterprise, helping entrepreneurs around the world.
Yeah.
Child's Hope Foundation, which has certifies orphanages in Mexico and Haiti. I've been to one in just outside of Tijuana. It was an amazing experience. They do great work. And then a new organization called the Carry On Foundation, helping youth with mental health.
Dude, that's great.
So
the Carry On Foundation? I haven't heard that one yet.
The founders of Thread Wallets.
Cool.
Just started it.
We actually have all the details up on our website. If you want to buy a ticket, if you want to support Churros for Change, we'd love to see you out there. Again, we'll be emceeing it. All the details, mix1051utah.com. Scott, thanks for and San Diego Churros, of course, being such a supporter of the food drive.
Oh, we love it.
Appreciate that, man.
Yep.
When you are like wrapping presents and stuff, you know how there's always like you want to go and grab the stuff that has like an easy box. I can wrap this shoe box.
I like the cubes. I don't want something that's like too long on one side where, you know, it's like really hard and I have to use too much wrapping paper this way.
Yes.
I just want a nice, easy square cube to wrap.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like the shoe boxes.
Yeah, that's fine.
The toys, the Legos, like that kind of stuff is immediately what the rookie would go for.
Yeah.
Now, a person like me, who I say, I am an expert rapper.
Are you?
I'm very good at rapping. I go for the hard stuff because, you know, you can get creative. Like they say, the hardest thing to wrap would be a bicycle.
Well, yeah, because if you wrap a bicycle, you're going to see the design.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I want to wrap the wheels in a, like, round folded pattern, and then I'm going to wrap the handlebars and, like, go for it. And I know what you're going to do.
Well, okay.
You're going to grab a bow.
That's exactly what I would do. You know how I wrap presents? I buy a bag.
A bag and tissue.
And some tissue paper.
You're the worst. Okay, ready? Gym equipment. How do you even wrap?
A dumbbell?
Well, like, the person's going to pick up the dumbbell and be like, are you kidding me? What did you buy? It's so heavy.
Yeah. It's like, hey, grab me that present. Let me just. All right.
And like you set it in their lab. It's like a bar. Oh my gosh. Okay. sporting balls. So soccer balls, basketballs.
Have you ever tried to wrap a sphere? It's not easy.
You know what? We should do that for an Instagram story.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would not be easy. Another one that's hard to wrap, guitars. Yeah, they got so many curves.
Mm-hmm.
And then candles. Candles, I would go straight for the bag with the tissue with a candle. It's not worth the time.
No, you know how I would wrap a candle?
How?
Like a Tootsie Roll Pop.
That's a good idea.
Oh, who's the king of wrapping now?
Still me.
Still you, yeah. Hey, how about some sound effect theater?
Oh, gosh.
So...
are you going to make me do impersonations again?
Chantel, it's amazing what she can do. She is a Foley artist where she can just create the exact scene in your mind. That's how good she is. So I wrote another story.
Okay.
And we're going to just see how Chantel, as she gives us the sound effects for the story.
Okay.
Okay, do you need any kind of warm up or do you feel pretty good?
Okay. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow. I'm ready.
Chantel was sound asleep when her alarm clock went off. She got up and went to the bathroom and flushed the toilet. She brushed her teeth. You can't do this. You have to do the sound effect. You were just doing the action.
Did you not hear it?
No.
I heard it. That's my braces.
Oh my gosh. And went downstairs to fry some bacon for breakfast. it was going to be a big day for Chantel because the snowmobile championships were that day. Chantel got dressed and went out to start her car, but it was so cold, it took a few seconds to turn over. She turned on the radio to mix 105.1, and of course, she heard an Olivia Rodrigo song.
Good for you, you look happy and healthy, not me, if you ever care to ask.
Then she heard Dylan talking about his cats. No, not the cats.
Oh.
Heard Dylan talking about his cats.
Hey, I'm Dylan. Cats.
Finally, she arrived at the race course, hopped on her sled, and took off. She rode and rode and rode.
That was like a race car. I'm on a snowmobile.
Yeah, you're on a snowmobile.
No, that's a dirt bike. I don't know what a snowmobile sounds like.
She passed several other racers who called her names as she whizzed past them.
Hey, boss babe. No.
Finally, she crossed the finish line to the cheers of the crowd. And as she accepted the winner's circle and the check, she had a sneezing attack.
Achoo!
Terrible.
For real?
Where she accepted the grand prize of a brand new baby. You've,
Man, I am getting so good at this.
You've done better.
Hollywood loves me.
I heard a new term. I've never heard this before until yesterday. Future anxiety?
Future anxiety? Like you have anxiety of the future?
Yeah. It's like where you stress about nothing that's happening currently or happening to you. You're already stressed about something that's going to happen like tomorrow.
Gosh. Don't give me another reason to stay up at night, John, because now I'm going to have future anxiety.
I think I have future anxiety more than I do. I feel like I'm pretty good in the moment.
Yeah.
But like worried about like a busy day. Nothing stresses me out when I know like I have like like back to back to back to back like on a calendar or something like that.
Yeah.
I stress about that the day before.
You know what? Maybe I do have more future anxiety than I have present day.
Yeah.
Because present day I'm just like, oh, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, you live in the moment. That's all you can do.
Yeah, I'm like, well, we'll get as many things checked off the list as we can today. We won't get upset about the things we didn't and we'll just move on.
But if you're like just sitting there laying in bed at night thinking about the next day, that's when I go like, need my paper bag.
Yes.
Like that's when the stress starts.
It's true.
It's future anxiety.
Yeah, you know me because I'll come in here sometimes and I'm like, I have this massive list of like, John, I have all of this stuff to do. And it's like,
there's no way you're going to do it all.
No, there's no way.
No, yeah. But you're okay that day. It's the day before is when you like start stressing about
it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yesterday I was telling you how it was National Unfriend Day.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to unfriend all those people on social media you're not really friends with.
Yeah, I noticed.
Stop.
Somebody. I'm just kidding.
I did unfriend a bunch of people recently, though.
Did you unfriend me?
No. You know,
wait,
I was.
Are we even friends on Facebook?
Yeah. Oh, on Facebook? I don't know.
You know what?
I'm not sure.
I don't think that we are.
There's a possibility we could not be.
Like, we are friends on Instagram, obviously.
Yeah, but I don't do really the Facebook, and neither do you. So why does it matter? Why is it even a thing? Why are you making it a thing?
I just feel like now I want to make it a thing. So let's see. John Watkins.
That's fine. We'll wait.
We're friends.
Okay, we are friends. Okay. Bustle.com says, here are the types of friends that you should dump immediately.
Okay.
The way I did it was, lately when I'm on Instagram and I see a post and I'm like, I don't even know these people in this post. I'm unfriending them.
Yeah.
That's my new thing.
Yep.
I'm whittling down.
Goodbye.
Number one, the friend who gaslights you.
Yeah.
So if you have a friend who's like, that's not how it went, and tries to change the story.
Hate it.
Get rid of them. The friend who doesn't respect your boundaries. What does that mean? Like you want personal space?
Yeah, just like respecting boundaries as far as like beliefs or what you're comfortable with.
The friend who never reaches out to you. Is that even a friend then?
Yeah.
Like if you're the only one doing the reaching out, you know, you got to think about that. The friend who doesn't respect your time.
Right.
Chantel.
I respect your time. Are you kidding me? When you picked me up this morning.
You were ready.
I was ready.
You were ready. You texted me.
I texted John this morning because he said he was going to come get me, but then I never heard like on my way or anything. And I was like, did you forget about me?
No, I didn't text him on my way because I'm reliable.
Yeah, but you see, I'm not. And that's why I always tell people like, hey, on my way.
No, you text me every morning for this show still.
I do. To this day, I text John every day just so he knows I'm on my way.
Just so I know you're awake.
Yes. Well, there was too many close calls.
The friend who judges you for your goals.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, that's cute.
That's what you want to do?
Oh.
The I'm just being honest friend. I agree. I think, look.
Nobody likes that I'm just being honest, friend.
Every once in a while, you need a friend to tell you the truth, right?
Yes.
And those are hard conversations.
But if that's their personality trait,
yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
The friend who's only your friend when it's convenient or they need something.
Yeah. I don't have many of those friends. I hope I'm not that friend.
It's you, that's why. If you don't have any, it's you.
Oh, gosh.
The friend who makes you feel like a loser.
Oh, well, yeah, you for sure should be their friend.
That's not a friend at all. And finally, the college bestie you've drifted so far apart from. I see this a lot. Like
yeah.
With like Jen or her friends even, they all have like that one college friend who they haven't talked to in now it's been like 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And then like that, the friend will come out and it's like, oh, we were best friends when we were 20. I'm like, you're 40 now.
Yeah. And
you have
that
no.
Normally,
mm-hmm.
One of you is still 20 and
yes,
one of you
exactly.
Has matured to your appropriate age.
Chantel, are we doing what's trending?
Yeah, let's do it. The U.S. may boycott the Beijing Olympics in February because of human rights abuses in China. The website says President Biden's advisors are telling him not to send athletes to China.
Yeah, I don't know. We've done this before.
Really?
Yeah, Germany, when they had the games back in the day. I guess here's my thing. If you really want to get into human rights with China... Then don't buy any of the stuff they make also. Like,
correct.
If you want to boycott.
For me, like boycotting the Olympics is just punishing athletes.
That's how I feel too.
You're punishing the athletes who have worked so hard and so long and trained their entire lives. Like they have put their entire lives into a sport.
Yeah.
And then you're robbing them.
Yeah, that's how I feel as well.
That experience.
Yes.
And yeah, I guess you can hate me for that opinion.
No, I'm with you.
I don't know. Lady Gaga wore 8-inch high heels, a Giorgio Armani bustier, to the New York premiere of House of Gucci. And she looked amazing. Like, have you seen the outfit she's been wearing?
Wasn't that that was the one where she had like the cape and the heels and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so stunning. I am so excited about the House of Gucci movie. NASCAR star Kyle Busch mm-hmm. and his wife Samantha are expecting a baby girl in May of 2022.
All right.
And then Elvis's teeth are being auctioned off.
No.
And the bidding is going to start at $2,500. That is disgusting.
Are you kidding me?
Someone's going to buy them. Someone's going to overpay for those teeth.
How do we have Elvis's teeth, first of all?
Apparently, like, his dentist gave the crown to his ex-girlfriend, Linda Thompson, and then a private collector bought the tooth in 96 and now is selling it, and the bidding starts at $2,500.
I like the idea of collecting things. I like conversation starters.
But where do you display the teeth or tooth, the crown?
Do you do a shadow box?
You'd have to, like a glass.
Do you put it like on a pillow, like a like a ring bearer?
I think you do like a little pillow, like as if it's a miniature version for the tooth fairy.
Mm-hmm. And then you have like a glass dome over.
Yeah, like
said
similar
teeth.
To the Beauty and the Beast, maybe on the mantle.
I'm like, there's not even. I was thinking to myself, okay, which celebrity's tooth would I want?
George Washington.
Okay, sure.
I'm just kidding.
Like, it's creepy.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's like the locks of hair thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I know. What do you want from a celebrity? Which body part do you want from a celebrity?
Which body part?
Yeah. Which piece of a celebrity do you want?
Honestly, I'm good with a signed poster.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
You don't want the toenail clippings?
I do not want the toenail clippings. I don't want the tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like an article of clothing. Like, not one that I've ripped off of them at a concert, but I'm saying like, hey, this was so-and-so's jacket and it's being auctioned off.
Yeah.
I would buy clothing.
I'm with you on the clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so it's been what did Shay call it? A no-bones day?
Yeah, she's like, it's a no-bones day.
It's a no-bones day. It really has been a no-bones day. We started our broadcast at Harmon's in Midvale, right there off of 7th East and 77th South, and we just had technical problem after technical problem. And so we had to come back in studio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want you to know, it's all been fixed, so you can go and still see Monroe, who will be there from 10 to 2. You can see Dylan, who will be there from 2 to 6. You can stop by and just help the Utah Food Bank, which is the whole point of this thing.
Yep.
But this morning, I called out just a bunch of random people.
You're like, come on.
And I said, you know, Miss Teen Utah came to our pet costume contest. Where you at, Miss Utah?
Yeah.
And I Googled Sasha Sloan, and I'm like, come on, Sasha. Why don't you show up to this broadcast?
Uh-huh. And then look who is sitting next to me
awkwardly,
right now.
She showed up. So
in studio. The beautiful.
Hi, Sasha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Miss Utah. So where are we at in the the reign of Miss Utah at this point?
I'm about halfway through.
Okay.
It's crazy. I won in June. I'll hold it for a year, and I'm about to go compete at Miss America.
So you're competing in Miss America, and that's just a few weeks away from now.
Yes, it's coming up so fast.
So what does that exactly mean? Like that this competition's coming up fast. You go out there. It's a gladiator games against other contestants. Like, what is the process, I guess?
Well, it's interesting this year because it's the 100th anniversary of Miss America, and they rehauled the competition in the last few years. So this year, I would describe it as almost being like a very prolonged job interview.
Oh.
Yeah, interviews behind the scenes, on stage, there's essays, and then I do a social impact pitch where I explain how I would use Miss America.
This is not the Miss America of the latter years.
No, there we go. It's not.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they cut out everything that has to do with judging on appearance.
Okay, so there's no swimsuit anymore. There's no evening gown.
No evening gown. Mm-mm.
Wait, even in the like this in the contest that's happening in Connecticut?
Yep. I have a beautiful gown that I'll wear on stage.
Okay.
Part of it, but that's not what's judged. Only things that are judged is my talent, my public speaking, and my social.
So what is...
That is very cool.
Yeah. I know. I love this new style of... this is the first year that's doing this?
It's been a couple of years coming.
Okay.
You know, every year the competition evolves a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. They're really stepping into the 21st century.
Right. Yeah. You have to at some time evolve what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is your talent?
I'm a singer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I love this. Wait, can you tell us like what genre you're going to be singing or anything like that? Can you give us sneak peeks?
I am singing a Frank Sinatra song.
John loves Frank Sinatra.
I'm a huge Frank Sinatra fan.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
He makes his family listen to it around the dinner table every night.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right, so we'd get along.
Now, is this what you sang in the other... Okay.
It's what I sang for Miss Utah.
Okay. Let's talk about that. You competed in Miss Utah before this. Who were you representing when you were doing Miss Utah?
Miss Greater Salt Lake.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a born and raised Salt Lake City girl. I grew up in the Avenues.
Okay.
The Woods Cross High School.
The Miss America pageant is coming up. We want to obviously support Sasha Sloan, who is Miss Utah. Is there a way for us to follow you on social media, watch something? Like, what should we do? What's our next step?
Absolutely. I'd say go hit up my social media.
Okay.
At Sasha E. Sloan on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
All of it.
I appreciate you coming and doing this and just hearing the call and being like, yeah, I'll show up.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's a great cause.
It is a great cause. And we just hope you crush it, and especially the Frank Sinatra song.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to watch you.
Did you know Nick Cage?
Mm-hmm.
Has turned down some of the biggest roles. I'm going to read you a list of roles that Nicolas Cage turned down. Shrek in Shrek.
I appreciate that he turned it down because Mike Myers is so good.
Neo in The Matrix.
Really? Because Keanu Reeves ended up doing that, right?
Yeah. I actually think Nick Cage could have been fine.
Yeah.
Harry in Dumb and Dumber.
Also glad he turned that down because the
chemistry
duo
between
was
the
perfect.
Two of them. Lloyd was Jim Carrey, right? Harry was Jeff Daniels?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. You never saw Lord of the Rings,
no,
I'm guessing.
No, but I feel like what I like about Lord of the Rings and like Harry Potter and those people is they kind of like made the actors. Like they were all fresh.
Yeah, that was Viggo Mortensen who was Aragorn in Lord of the Rings and had a big... Nick Cage wouldn't have been the same.
No.
It just wouldn't have worked. So here's my other fact. Singapore Airlines has a special compartment on its planes to hold a body if someone dies on a flight.
Huh.
It has a morgue.
Wow.
You know how they usually do it, right?
No.
They leave you in your seat.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And you could be, let's say you're sitting there and there's no other seats. You just sit there.
Next to a...
Yeah, but Singapore flies so many long distance flights.
So people must die often.
People fly often. Or die often, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just it's natural, right? If you're in the air that many hours and you have that many people constantly doing it, it's going to happen. Same thing. I had a buddy who worked cruise ships for years.
Mm-hmm.
He had a huge morgue on cruise ships.
Really?
Yeah. He said every time someone went out, a ship went out, someone would die. Natural cause. Not like from stuff, just natural causes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be prepared.
There's thousands of people on the ship. Think of the average age.
Yeah, older.
Yeah. And just life happens. Heat stroke happens.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. There's some fun facts to
that is a lot.
Share with the day.